Hello, this is Jim. I'm very stubbornly trying to do this audio boo. The reason I don't do audio boos is because I end up, if I really want to do one, I'll just end up doing them over and over. You can't edit them or do anything, and it's only 5 minutes, and I personally tend to ramble. So when it comes down to it, I shouldn't be doing audio boos at all. I should write a blog post or record on my computer and edit it or do something rather than try and fit it in this format, but I stubbornly am still doing it. This is about the $5 digital album and $5 ebook idea, which I've had in my mind ever since I thought about buying a digital anything. Because although I have paid $10 for some iTunes records, almost all of them have been artists that I've discovered on Twitter, like lesser known type artists that I want to support or whatever. And because of that, and because that's the only way to support them essentially, is to get their record, in most cases, I paid that $10. But in general, $10 is way too much for MP3 files, especially the way iTunes works. It's not like you just download the MP3s into a folder and then you just have them. You can do whatever you want with them. They get downloaded into iTunes, and you can only copy them so many times or something. And so you're not even like getting the MP3s like completely. Like you're not. You have to go through a lot of trouble to extract those MP3s from iTunes and put them somewhere else. I think it's possible, but they don't make it easy to do. So you kind of need iTunes and an iPod to listen to these songs, essentially, without going through a lot of trouble. And, like, for instance, one of the first albums I bought on iTunes, I bought it on my phone, and my phone went crazy. The very next day. And I couldn't restore it with my computer, and I hadn't put the album on my computer yet. And so I lost it. And Apple was really cool. They gave me the stuff that I bought back, because it was all gone off my phone. And so that was really nice of them. But you spend $10 to buy something, you should have that thing. It shouldn't be so, its existence shouldn't be so tenuous. And I also have, there's another album that I bought on iTunes that I think because I jailbroke my phone, it's just stuck on that phone. And I don't use that phone anymore. It still works just fine, actually, and I could probably perhaps update it and do something and try to get it back, but according to iTunes, this album that I spent $10 on doesn't exist when I plug the phone in. So there's like one album I almost lost completely, and then another album that is just stuck on my phone that I spent $10 for, and that's extremely bad value. And to make that a better value, you make it $5. $5 is a nice, cheap number that's not giving it away. And from both a financial and psychological standpoint, if you lose something that's $5, well, it's just another $5 to replace it. If you buy something for $5 and you don't like it, you only spent $5 on it. You can continue to sell individual songs for a dollar. That kind of makes sense. And then, if you think of it that way, so you buy an album, and most albums that get put out are shitty or whatever, like pop albums or whatever, just being churned out, these products. Odds are you're only going to like a couple of songs on an album that you might buy. And if you spent $5 on it, and the songs are a dollar a piece, if you just like two or three songs, you haven't lost that much money. And so, in closing, basically, I'm just saying that digital files should be cheaper. You don't have the physical item. They're limited to their devices. There's all this stuff and DRM, and it should just be $5.